Lessons from the lathe, Parshas Koirach in Eretz Yisrael, Parshas Shlach in Chutz La'aretz. I, with Mirtz Hashem, will tie in both Parshas quite beautifully, I hope. I want to dedicate the lessons from the lathe, L'zecher Nishmas, my two grandmothers, whose Yurtzites fall 1 week apart from each other. We are between both of the Yurtzites, Chana Lifshe Bas Rav Bel Dov, my grandmother, Mrs. Ann Weinrib, and the yurtzeit of my dear grandmother as well, Fega Bas Rav Klona Miss Kalman, Mrs. Florence Hartstein. The Neshama should have an aliyah. They certainly were matriarchs of our family and people who literally changed my life and taught me the importance, specifically Amunah and Bitachon and the Rabbanu Sha'olam, and keeping the path of Torah and Mitzvahs. The pasuk right in the beginning of the parsha, Parshas Korach, says, "Vayichu Korach, he took, Korach took something. Bein Yatzar, Bein Kad, Bein Levi." The beginning of one of the most tragic events in Jewish history. Regrettably, this was one of those things, regrettably, one of the things that remains with us until today, and that's Machlokes. The controversy, strife, political infighting, dispute, all things that we suffer from, specifically here in Eretz Yisrael, as social reform, Israeli Day Parade was marred with people of our own faith looking like they're joining Satmar and Arabs that were protesting that they don't believe in the government. Machlokes. And at times we want to say that the cover, it's L'Shem Shamayim. And sometimes it starts L'Shem Shamayim. Sometimes it has good reasons. Sometimes we say, not only L'Shem Shamayim, it's L'Tzarech Mitzvah, it's L'Tzarech HaTorah, Kvod HaTorah. But usually, the controversy is petty, self-serving. Sometimes people have machlokes, they don't even remember what it was about, it's so trivial. And it breaks up families. And sometimes people's own interest exploit and expound on the Torah, making it something that appears to be not important, and that's exactly what Korach did. You know, speaking about the idea of machlokes, for Rabbeinu Shalom should send a refuah shleimah to my dear father-in-law, Tzvi Ben Pesha, who's currently in the hospital. My wife spent Shabbos in Shari Tzedek. And I've been in Hadassah for Shabbos, and I was in certainly Shari Tzedek just to see there. I davened in Minyan there. The Achdus B'Minyan. Nobody questions a person who's davening the Sach Sfard, who's davening Sfard, who's farring out. Doesn't matter. My wife said that over Shabbos, the Irgun that puts together all this food, a tent outside, a tent eating, a tent giving out food, begging people, do you know anybody who could use some of this food? Everything you can imagine. From chillin to potato kugel to salads to challahs to grape juice to and Chabad rushing from ward to ward saying Kiddush and Havdalah. That's the unfortunate only way that we have Achdus. It certainly shouldn't be that way. Where did Korach go wrong? So first and foremost, let's try to understand what is the word Vayikach mean? What did Korach exactly take with him? So if we look at the Meforshim for just a moment, it's quite startling. In fact, the Tanchuma clearly says, Vayikach, he took his talus with him. We'll learn a little bit more about the talus a little bit later. But let's look at some of the Meforshim and see what did Korach actually take with him. So there are those that want to learn that the Vayikach Korach clearly was based on a timing issue. Korach was upset. He was upset that he was not chosen to lead Klal Yisrael. And it certainly was something that very much bothered him. And we'll see. Momentarily, he brought some rayas, saying, oh, I'm so frum. Saying that Vayikach, I'm going to show you my tzitzis, that talis that we just spoke about. What is Vayikach? Grammatically, it's left suspended in the air. Rashi, for example, is that he separated himself, Korach, because he wanted to confront Moshe Rabbeinu and Aaron. He took himself, and there was the disagreement. The Ibn Ezra says, Vayikach is missing a word. Vayikach anashim, he took men. Not just men, 250 princes of men, members of the great assembly, renowned people. The Ramban follows, similar to the Rav Sajigon, following the lead of Rashi, explaining a little bit differently, but the idea of separating himself from others. However, there is a gorgeous midrash, which we may all know, midrash certainly related to the words Rashi infers. And listen to a beautiful midrash. I'm sure you've all heard this midrash before, and this is certainly how we relate to Parshas Shlach as well. The Midrash Tanchuma, Ayashon, is in Dalid. Mik my ksiv, the malam in Yinna, Dabel ben Ezer, Martelim, Vyasulem Tzitzis. Vayikach Chorech is exactly that. We have a lot of this. In fact, we in this own lessons from the Lev often quote Mas Smichos Parshios. We spent a lot of time of the Smichos of Parshios of Miriam saying Lashon Hara on her brother, and Shlach Lashon Hara about Eretz Yisrael. And now we have another instance of it. Says the Midrash Tanchuma, they just heard the word Dabel ben Yisrael, Yamartalem Yasulem Tzitzis, the Parsha of Tzitzis. Lama Nismicha Parsha, why am I Nismicha? So why are they connected? Amr lo Koirech, Lemoshe Rabbeinu. Moshe, Talish, Shakul Techelis, Maishitia. What happens if I'm wearing a Talish Shakul Techelis? Nowadays we have some of these interesting colors of Talesim. What if I made a talus kul of techeles? And we happen to know that Korach, one of the ways that he convinced other people, he was very, very wealthy. He found the Rabbeinu Shalom, made him find stones that made him very, very wealthy. So he had this garb where he would wear this talus. In fact, the Midrash Rabbah talks about him taking the talus and asking Eitzah from his wife, who later on would try to uncover her hair so that nobody would join him. She was the tzaddikus among the group. So Korach had fancy schmancy. We know how much just the strings of techeles cost. You imagine an entire beged made of techeles. So he gave these to all of his cohorts, these 250 people. He says, ooh, chashuv, listen, you're going to have the Lamborghini of all, the Bugatti of all talesim. And he says to Moshe, talesh shekulo techeles, mashitia. So he says, what, I'm going to put a prut of tzitzis? It's going to have techeles? Amar lo Moshe, chayevet betzitzis. So he started laughing at him. Amar Korach, talesh shekulo ugura techeles. Ain't a prutza atzma, it doesn't make any sense. And what about a bayis shleim and svarim? You have sifrei Torah in an entire house. Isn't it potter mezuzah? Moshe Rabbeinu says, no. Chai b'mezuzah. Amar lo ko Torah kula zeir. What does it need? He's basically making a bedicha, making jokes on Moshe Rabbeinu. You don't know the halacha, Moshe. I know the halacha. That's vayikach Korach. He didn't realize. Korach is so smart. Look what he's saying. Moshe Rabbeinu didn't know the halacha. The halacha doesn't make any sense. Doesn't make sense. The connection of the rebellion is directly related to the parsha of Tzitzis itself. It's pretty startling and amazing. And Dafka, Tzitzis, the Techeles of Tzitzis, the sky blue color of Techeles. We know that the very interesting flag of Israel, I know the history of it, but it's quite interesting that a talus was used, a talus was put on a star, and that was the flag, and for some reason the talus was blue, reminding us of Techeles, and that's actually the flag of today. There's something very special and unique about the Techeles itself. And Vayikach, the Vav HaChibur, literally is Mechaber, the last parsha of Tzitzis. And this rich man, Korach, separated himself with his men, saying, look, we'll get these expensive clothing. And now, in a provocative way, he sets them apart with his new uniforms, saying, we know better. There's a greater message, of course, that we have to understand. The Be'er Moshe, the Asver Rebbe, gorgeous, gorgeous work that he wrote, was a winner of the Israel Prize, originally was in America, then came to Eretz Israel, explains that Korach mistake lay in the thinking that the talus was exempt by virtue of the color, of its techelos color. What did he not penetrate? He didn't penetrate the underlying motif of the mitzvah itself. The motif of the mitzvah is, of course, to be connected to the Ribbono Shel Olam. Hashem's not concerned with colors. He wants us to fill his decree. The talus of techelos, of course, needs tzitzis, because of arba kanfos requires tzitzis. And clearly and obviously, it's such an important mitzvah, as the Gemara tells us. Beautiful Gemara in Menachos, Mem Gimel, that it's doim of the kol mitzvahs kulu, zechartim kol mitzvahs Hashem v'yasisom osam. It's supposed to save us from doing sin. Some people, of course, wear their tzitzis out so they could see it, or isim osam, so they're not prone to sin. And we know the stories of the Gemara about people who were wearing tzitzis and it smacked them in the face and they didn't do sin. And therefore, Korach's next question about a house that's filled with svarim, does it need a mezuzah? After all, the Torahs have in it the parsha of the mezuzah, obviously. Once again, Korach misses the point, says the Be'er Moshe. The Torah enjoins us to have mezuzah on the doorpost of our home to remind us of who the house really belongs to. The tzitzis remind us of who our bodies really belong to. Hashem is the real owner of our home, of our bodies. He protects everybody inside. Doesn't matter what's inside. The protection of the shin, the dal, the yud, shomer, dalosos, Hashem. Hashem is watching over us. But it's really what's inside that matters. The contents of the house is irrelevant to the requiring of mezuzah on a doorpost. Korach's perfect example of being a superficial Jew. He saw colors. He saw a mezuzah. Hashem gave him a brain, and he didn't use it for the appropriate. He rationalized things. But maybe we can go even a step further than this. And let's go back to that Gemara that we just quoted. The Gemara tells us that the Tanya, Rabbi Meir, why techelos? Manish tana techelos mikol minei tzivoynim. Manish techelos doy mele yam. V'yam doy mele rikia. Rikia lekisei akavod. Rabbi Meir teaches us that why techelos? Techelos is special. Because techelos is that special blue that reminds us of the color of the sea. The color of the sky. The color of the kisei akavod. What's psukim? So, Rav Meir Goldbach, Rabbi Moiri, quotes this beautiful idea, I don't remember in the name of who, that what's unique about these two examples, and maybe the third example, although I don't know what the Kisei HaKavod looks like, is that if I was to ask anyone, what's the color of the sky, what's the color of the yam, they all would say blue, a techelos blue, yeah, that makes sense. But if it was to say to them, okay, now go up to the water, and cup it in your hands, what color is it? The answer is obviously clear. And, if you open the window of the plane, I don't recommend this. I had somebody on a plane a few weeks ago who wanted to open the window. And you were to cup the blue sky, of course, it would be clear as well. To remind us that things aren't the way that they seem, always. And Avodas Hashem is a lot about that. is about recognizing who's in charge and that there's a divine reason for everything. You know, amongst the videos that have been coming out in the last few weeks, how much a week from the Patira of Hagoyin Harav Gershon, Rachmil Gershon Edelstein. Harav Gershon Edelstein is becoming a lot more well known today, dafka in the secular world. I've seen it on many different TV reports here in Israel, being a genius in chinuch, and really going out on an important and special limb in saying there's only one way in chinuch today, and that's love, and that's respect, and not machlekes. You don't kick your kid out of the house because unfortunately they may not be following your ways of Torah and mitzvahs. You have love, and with love, people will return. And in one address, he was talking to people about machlekes. He says, you know, people get involved in machlekes, and they don't realize that whatever happens to you is from the Rebbeinu Shalom. He's the one who sent the person to get into machlekes with you. What are you so upset about that person for? It's a personal affront. No, the Rebbeinu Shalom decided on this. Don't you understand what machlekes really is? Machlekes is blue. You see blue. You see that person. But then when you go up close, it's not that person. You cup the water and guess what? It's not who it seems. It's come through all from the Rebbeinu Shalom. That's what Tzitzis reminds us of. The parsha of Tzitzis or Isim Aysov is a chard that called Mitzvah Hashem. It's all Hashem. Just to tie it into next week's parsha, maybe we'll even quote this beautiful idea of the Zeres Shimshon, not for now, but the idea of the, in Parshas Chukos, the Nachash, when they're having the plague, and they look up at the Nachash, they had this for years and years. They had a plain name for this Nachash. Nachush or something. And then afterwards, when one of the kings, I believe it was Chizkiyahu, realized that people were just looking at the snake and it was healing them, but they weren't looking up, which are supposed to look up the Shema. Everything comes from Hashem. Lahabdil maybe, but I think there is good intention when sports stars, someone scores a touchdown, they get a goal, they kiss up to Shemayim. A one, it's you Hashem. And I think some of them actually really do believe that and understand that it all comes from the Rabbanu Shalom. The greatest players in the world kept practicing and practicing and practicing because they knew it wasn't coming from them. But often we need the reminder of Tcheles. And often, unfortunately, we make a Korach-like mistake and think, I could be the leader, not realizing, wait, Hashem decided who the leader would be. Hashem decided that it wouldn't be the original ordained Bechorim who were supposed to be Shevet Levi's job of Kohanim. Oh, we sinned, and now we're going to suffer from that sin of the Chet HaEgel. Chet HaMeraglim. Oh, we're suffering from that, even till today, Bechila Doiris. But it all comes from the Rebbeinu Shalom. It's that lack of faith. It's that Bechia of Parsha Shlach. Not realizing Hashem, that's what annoyed Hashem more than anything. Don't you realize if I gave you the land flowing of milk and honey, there was a reason for it. There's a reason because the Rebbeinu Shalom said, hey, this is for you. I know it's not going to be easy. Eretz Yisrael Nikna Beisurim, Eina Hanami, it's not easy. But I have a divine way. Korach could have politely spoken to Moshe, his relative, and said, you know, people are talking. I'm asking for a friend. Maybe we should work something out. But he immediately jumped. And of course, the Rebbeinu Shalom reveals Perech Mata Aroin, who's really in charge. But of course, that all comes from Hashem, the Nisim V'Nafloyos. And sometimes people are so skewed that even after Korach ve'Edoso are swallowed up by the earth, Anei She'en Kamohu, people still were upset and complained. They still had to do the Perech Mata Aron. We fall in these, really, in a depth of the down of the down, of even when Nisan and Nefloyes happen, we don't recognize it. We have to rid ourselves of Machlekes. We have to rid ourselves of untruths and realize that everything comes from Hashem. And whatever bad, seemingly bad, is happening to me, I call it Toiva, and it's not the person who may be doing it to you. There's no reason to get involved in Machlekes. And yes, that's what Techeles reminds us. That's what the Rakia reminds us of. That's why the mitzvah tzitzis is so very important. especially today, that we don't have the same chiyuv because we don't wear abrakanfos unless we're living in Mexico and wearing ponchos. It's the all-important understanding, Hashem, I don't understand everything. Why these dafka, these amount, the pikabola, these 13 strings, and then here there's this string, and then the knots, and this equals 630. It's very nice, but we don't really understand. And for those who wear techelas, have a little bit of a semblance of what it is, what it was, but ultimately we don't understand this mitzvah. We know it's just to protect us, just like the mezuzah protects us. Do we understand why? No. We should be zeicha to understand this very, very important message and stay far away from people like Korach ve'Edosoi. Those people try to bring us down, a specific message for guys who are coming back from Israel. And maybe you have those friends who didn't go to Israel, didn't do as well in Israel, didn't do, right? Seminary, same thing. They try to bring us down and say, no. Maybe I need new friends, because anybody who doesn't appreciate what I've become and will work with me and will say, yeah, in the middle of the day, you know what, I know we're going here, there, but I need to daven mincha. Sure, no problem, we'll work it around. That's the idea. That's what it is to have real friends. Not to have machlekes. To recognize that everything comes from the Rabbanu Shalom. With that tzuchus, Amir Chasem, we should be zeicha. To be zeicha to the ultimate nachas ruach. To be as gol tzedek. B'meheir v'yameinu. Amen.